It's been a busy week for the U.S. Justice Department, not just bringing charges against its Chinese military hackers, but also settling a criminal case against Swiss bank Credit Suisse. The bank pleaded guilty to charges of conspiring to aid tax evasion. And as a result, justice slapped Credit Suisse with a $2.6 billion fine. That's billion with a B, you heard me right. But don't worry, the bank's shares closed up today in Europe. Mark Blythe is a professor of political economy at Brown University and joins us now from London. We've seen banks do bad things and then they get fined. This seems to follow the same narrative. But what is the surprising part of this Credit Suisse story for you, Mark?
Well, the surprise is that there's a criminal indictment, but then you have Eric Holder, the Attorney General, saying in the back of the criminal indictment, yes, it's great, it's the first time that a bank's gone down for a decade, no more settling for civil penalties or admissions of wrongdoing and then a big fine and all this sort of stuff. It's a criminal indictment. Then you ask the question, right, then who's going to jail? And the answer is no one, because hundreds of people were involved and you can't possibly jail the whole bank.
So what I read in shorthand is that basically Credit Suisse helped Americans evade taxes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. But you have to think about this in a broader perspective. When you're doing this, what you're actually doing is international money laundering. Because although you're avoiding taxes, and people try to avoid or evade taxes all the time, in order to do this, you have to bust through several anti-money laundering and anti-terrorist conventions. And that's where the criminal liability comes in. It's not just morally dubious or bad business practice. It's actually criminal.
What kind of pain will $2.5 billion actually inflict on Credit Suisse?
Well, the fact that the senior management haven't resigned in the wake of this and that they say they're committed to the bank tells you that probably not a great deal. I mean, so far, I believe that the total figure for fines arriving for the financial crisis is, I think, $100 billion. Now, that sounds like an enormous amount of money until you consider that the total size of the European banking system, for example, is around $45 trillion in terms of its asset footprint. So it sounds like a lot of money to a normal person, but to a hugely levered financial institution, it's really not that much.
Do banks just look at the system worldwide and say, we can do pretty much whatever we want because the fines are not that bad?
To a certain extent, I think that's sadly true. One of the large missed opportunities after the crisis was to say, okay, maybe it was the case that these guys were too big to fail. Maybe the issue of systemic risk and contagion would have led to generalized bank runs and we would have blown up the whole system. But now we've bailed it out, let's make it smaller. Let's make it safer so that we can actually allow these guys to fail. And it would also mean that they're also big enough to jail, because along with too big to fail goes too big to jail. And when you don't fix the too big to fail problem, you don't fix the too big to jail problem. So those two things go together. And unfortunately, the reforms so far right across the world have really failed to tackle with this issue.
So they've done the crime and they've paid the fine. I mean, we still need banks, right?
Well, that's kind of an open question, actually. I mean, the funny thing about these very big banks, you know, so Credit Suisse is one of them. You could look at JP Morgan and others. They make 70% of their profits through trading, basically swapping bits of paper with each other for arbitrage gains, none of which arguably adds to anything except global liquidity and doesn't really do much for real investment. So if you factor out the vast majority of what they do, the question is, do you really need them? Well, you need bits of them, but it's not clear you need those bits, and those bits are the bits that tend to get into trouble.
Are you really arguing that we could do away with banks in the modern age?
I'm arguing that what we could do away with is a lot of the leverage games that banks do that lead them to be billions of dollars in terms of their asset footprints and systemic risks to the taxpayer.
Mark Blythe, professor of political economy at Brown University, speaking with us from London. Thank you.
Thank you.